Come hither, young men, and give ear and good example take by this which is related here for admonition's sake, wherein is shown the life and death of Sans, that noted thief. The reason why he lost his breath is here declared in brief, that all young men from him may learn to live in better awe, foul vice from virtue to discern according to the law. A wicked life this caitiff led, rejecting virtue's lore. The grace of God from him was fled, all good he did abhor. Since first he came to any strength, he practiced naught but stealing, which brought a shameful death at length for his ungracious dealing. He always had himself maintained by base sinister courses, and oftentimes hath been arraigned by law for stealing horses. Yet still it was his luck to scape, which hardened him in evil, from theft to murder and to rape, suborned by the devil. His wicked heart so bent in sin and villainy to pride, there lived scarce the like of him in all the land beside. His name so infamous was grown to all both far and near, and he took pride to have it known as by him did appear. For when he was arraigned of late at the tribunal seat, he seemed to exhilarate at his offences great, and boasted that he oftentimes had scaped the fatal cord for stealing horses and such crimes as highways do afford. And with a braving impudence he did the bench outface, not showing any reverence to any in that place. The facts he was indicted for were three enormous sins, which God and nature doth abhor, the least damnation wins. Without the special grace of God, for which he never sought, nor never seemed to be said for that which he had wrought. The maid that on St. James's Day was found near Holborn dead, 'tis thought this wretch did make away, if all be true that said. From her he took away 12 pounds, and then to make all sure, he strangled her as she was found his safety to procure. But no such crimes can be concealed, old time will find them out, and have them to the world revealed and published all about. As this strange murder came to light by Sans his own confession, when as he sought with all his might to act a foul transgression, upon the body of a maid whom he perforce did ravish, if she opposed his will, he said with speeches somewhat lavish, that if she did deny to yield to him, he'd serve her so, as he did one in Holborn Field not very long ago. To this foul sin of ravishment he likewise did seduce another young man, whose consent gave aid to this abuse, for which by law he hath his doom to suffer shamefully. Take heed, young men, how you do come into lewd company. For if young Jones had never seen this wicked Sans's face, he surely now had living been but wanting God's good grace. He was allured by this means to live by lawless stealth, thus to maintain strong drink and queens he robbed the commonwealth. Some other men of good regard he did to robbery draw, all these with him in death have shared according to the law. But he the chief occasion was of these same young men's ends, whose death have brought to woeful pass their parents and their friends. Among the rest, one Father Jones, an honest ancient man, with lachrymable tears bemoans the loss of his own son. But Sans hath run so wild a race that few bewail his death. How many flocked with joy to the place where he did lose his breath? His father named Sir George Sans, when by his careless dealing He had quite wasted goods and lands, did live long time by stealing. And with his wicked lady wife did rob the highway side, for which at length he lost his life and by base hanging died. Thus both the father and the son did end their lives alike. The lady yet hath scaped that death, and sorrow doth her strike. God grant her life may now be such that men of her may say, her life was lewd, yet now she's proved a convert at last day. Lo, here you see a fearful end of Sir George Sands, his son. Let every one a warning take, and better courses run. Which to effect, let us all pray to him that gave us breath, that of his mercy he'll us keep from such untimely death.
The following lines Jones writ with his own hand a little before his death. To me death is not death, but life forever. My joy in heaven is, which endeth never. Lord, thou hast promised to the penitent that thou wilt save him if he do repent. And now, most gracious Lord, I crave of thee mercy for him that hath contemned thee. I am a sinner, Lord, thou knowest I am, and full of ill above any other man. Yet am I free from the fault for which I die, but have transgressed the laws most heinously. O save my soul, O Lord, of thee I crave. Let that mount up, though body rot in grave.